Apollo Control, Houston. As you heard, all three crew members, Borman, Lovell, and Anders, are now awake and ready for business. Apollo 8 has completed its platform alignment, and as you heard, the cislunar star sighting operation has begun. This matching the stars with now, at this phase of the mission, the Earth's horizon. Jim Lovell, now awake, handles these activities. Following P-23, the cislunar navigation exercise, Apollo 8 will return to its passive thermal control attitude. A bit earlier, we performed, or just prior to the GNN exercises, put one of our reaction control system quads into a cold soak briefly. The read out temperature transducer reference, transducer of course being a piece of instrumentation equipment, and we wanted to cross check with the crew as to readings. As part of today's activities, there's a period of television. This scheduled in our prior flight plan at 128 hours ground elapsed time. We've just received a further weather update for our landing area. Weather conditions in the planned landing area, this about 900 miles southwest of Honolulu, are expected to be satisfactory at landing time Friday morning. Weather conditions expected are partly cloudy to cloudy skies, moderate winds, seas about 4 feet, and the temperature near 82 degrees. Scattered showers are also forecast for this area, which may lower ceilings to near 2,000 feet and visibility to 5 miles. We've had, while we were talking here, a brief further conversation with Apollo 8, and we're going to pick up on that.